In this bulletin, Anthony Albanese delivers his New Year's message. Iran accuses Israel of destabilising the Middle East. And in cricket, Damian Martin in an induced coma following a meningitis diagnosis. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has used his New Year's message to reflect on national grief after the Bondi Beach terror attack, while urging Australians to begin the new year with unity and confidence. Mr. Albanese says the traditional optimism of the new year has been tempered by sorrow following the attack on Jewish Australians, acknowledging the lives lost and those forever changed. He says the tragedy has shaken the nation, but also revealed a deeper story about Australia's character. The Prime Minister pointed to acts of courage, compassion, and solidarity in the aftermath of the attack, saying these qualities define Australia and will continue to do so.
What Bondi also showed us was the best of the Australian spirit in all its courage and compassion. And that is why I'm optimistic and determined that in the new year we will rise to meet the challenges ahead of us in the same way Australians always do, by working together and looking after each other. And no matter what the world throws at us, we will keep doing things our way, stay true to who we are.
Opposition leader Susan Lee has used her New Year's message to urge Australians to reflect on a difficult year while looking ahead with hope and unity. She says the Bondi terror attack was an act of hatred that has shaken the country, but also revealed Australia's shared values and decency. Looking ahead to next year, she says Australia will face both challenges and opportunities.
Australia is at its best when we look out for one another, when we reject division, and when we meet challenge with courage and common purpose. The values that bind us together, respect, fairness, and care for others, will guide us as we rebuild confidence and move forward together. The year ahead brings new challenges, but it also brings opportunity. Opportunity to strengthen our communities, to restore trust, and to build a future that is safer, fairer, and more hopeful for the next generation.
Australians are gathering at sites across the country for the New Year's Eve fireworks. In Sydney, the Harbour Bridge will be lit white at 11 p.m. in memory of the victims of the Bondi terror attack. A menorah will also be projected onto the bridge as a mark of remembrance. Fireworks will then light up the harbour at midnight, with Premier Chris Minns urging people to respond to the attack by coming out to spend New Year's Eve with family and friends.
We want to make it clear that if families and the community are thinking about coming to Sydney Harbour to spend some time in the community with their friends, we're hoping that they do it. Terrorism thrives on fear. What the terrorists hope is that people crawl up in a ball and don't go about living their normal lives. But we need to show defiance in the face of this evil. And the best way of doing that is to spend some time with your friends and your family on New Year's Eve on Sydney Harbour.
Iran has accused Israel of deliberately fueling instability across the Middle East, saying regional peace will remain elusive unless what it describes as Israel's reckless behaviour is restrained. Over 12 days in June, Israel launched an attack on Iran's military and nuclear sites. Israeli officials say they have concerns that in recent weeks, Iran is quietly rebuilding its ballistic missile stockpile. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Bajhai says Israel is using Iran's nuclear program and defense capabilities as a pretext to justify actions that have heightened tensions on multiple fronts.
Iran's peaceful use of nuclear energy program and its national defense capability were used by Israel as a pretext to try to create tensions in the Middle East. As we have seen, Israel carried out sabotage activities across multiple regions in the Middle East, creating insecure situations. Luckily, regional countries have concluded that the only way to achieve sustained regional peace and stability is to stop Israel from doing so.
And to sport. Australian cricket great Damian Martin is in an induced coma in hospital after falling ill on Boxing Day. Nine Newspapers reports the 54-year-old former batsman has been diagnosed with meningitis an infection affecting the tissues surrounding the brain and spinal cord. In a message on social media, former teammate Darren Lehman says he sends prayers of love and support. Born in Darwin and raised in Perth, Martin played 67 tests and was a 2003 ODI World Cup winner. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.